Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we're going to go ahead and issue that mascara alert again. I know we already did, but it's Christmas wish season.
Yes.
And it also happens to be the time of the year where you start to realize how fragile life can be.
Yeah.
Blink of an eye, JC.
Just a blink of an eye, your life can change, and this is what happened here. So, again, they don't know. The recipient has no idea that a letter was written. They're just waiting to see why they're being called by a radio station.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and bring them in.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Maria.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is JC, and I got Big Al Mack, Kelly Raspberry, and I got Jenna Owens right here with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, we're very serious.
What's up,
so
Maria?
Serious right now. We received something, and if you don't mind, Kelly Raspberry is going to read what she received.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
This is a letter, and it says, "My dear friend and teacher teammate Maria dealt with the unspeakable this year. Everything was going well for Maria, her husband, and their three kids. They just moved into a brand new home, but during Easter weekend, everything changed. While Maria and her husband, Tony, were doing chores around the house, Tony slipped and fell off a ladder. He hit his head on the concrete. They rushed him to the hospital, but over the next few days, Maria received the most devastating news that Tony was brain dead. Over the next few months, I saw Maria and the kids show such strength and resilience. She's gotten stronger day by day. And I want to nominate this family because they've gone through more than most people could handle. This wonderful family deserves everything." And that is from your friend and teacher teammate, Katie Bird.
And she's on the phone with us right now.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Katie. I can't believe you both died, and I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Well, first, how are you doing, babe?
I'm okay. I mean, this is probably the worst thing I've ever gone through, but yeah. I do have a lot of love and support from friends.
You do, and it must be so hard, the first everything you're going through when you lose someone. This is going to be your first, well, it's just been your first Thanksgiving and now your first Christmas without your husband.
Yes, and my husband's birthday was Christmas Eve.
Oh.
And it is really hard.
Yeah.
I know. And it's probably one of those things where you try not to think about Christmas coming up because it has a special attachment to it.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. I want to do something different because I think I'll break down if we do the same thing we always do.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
I have a 4, a 6, and a 10-year-old.
Oh.
And they're the sweetest kids in the world. I have 2 little Cub Scouts, Lucas and Leo, and then Sophia, and she's my 4-year-old little girl who looks just like my husband.
Mm-hmm. We are going to go ahead and grant Katie's Christmas wish for
absolutely.
You and your family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You are amazing, Katie. Amazing.
We love you so much, Maria. And you are so strong.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we know, Sophia, what was your 6-year-old's name?
Lucas is my 6-year-old, and Leo is my 10-year-old.
Leo, okay. So what is Sophia into?
Everything cute. Barbies, shopping, she really wants a Barbie house.
Barbies and all that stuff. So she's just a little princess, little girly girl.
She is.
What about your 6-year-old Lucas?
Oh, my God. He's into gaming. He wants Mario Odyssey, which I tell him is crazy.
So you got a gamer on your hands right there. He sounds like my son.
Really? And he's only 6. I know. He's crazy.
And what about Leo? What's your 10-year-old into?
He's into Legos and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Still, yes.
Pokemon's still strong out there. Well, look, what we're going to do here is give you a gift card to Conn's Home Plus so you can get everything you need for Lucas because they have all the electronics out there that you could possibly think of.
Yep.
So you can buy him the video games or whatever. Whatever you need at Conn's Home Plus. And then we're also going to give you a Visa gift card so you can buy those dolls and the Legos, food, clothes, whatever you need to make the holiday special for you and your family.
Y'all are so sweet. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Just anything.
I know these are just things pain. And it's just money. And as long as it alleviates a little bit of that pain, we want to help you with that, okay?
Thank you so much. And if my friends are hearing, everyone has been so supportive and wonderful. Thank you so much. And Katie, you're so cute. I love you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I take toys, but there's more than
there's
just
more
toys.
It's adult toys. No.
Wait.
Not adult.
Adult thing. No.
What?
There's gifts for people that are grown.
All right, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well said.
Yeah. Gift cards and stuff.
Kelly.
Now the...
As soon as it came out.
She knew. She was like, she didn't mean to. The Dyson is gone.
Yeah.
The iPad with the AirPods are gone, but there's still plenty of gifts.
A lot
on the
of
Kid Nation
stuff.
Christmas treat. Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Take a peek at those gifts at kidnation.com. And we'll take caller number, how many days left till Christmas?
21.
21.
All right.
Caller number 21, you get to claim your gift from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree.
Now, speaking of gifts, if you're a personal friend of mine, please turn your radio down for just a few minutes.
I'm a personal friend of yours.
Yes, yeah, so all the more reason I'm going to continue to listen.
Should we walk out?
Yeah, so can we leave?
Well, not y'all, because y'all
are we'll be back, Al. You can't
we'll be back, Al.
Because I want my friends to be surprised when they get their Christmas gifts. All right, so for the rest of y'all, I want to tell you about what most of my friends are getting. They're getting a movement watch.
So I guess
Christmas.
That's we're not on that list, so.
I already got one.
Right, exactly. Movement watches are so cool and stylish, and they look like they're more expensive than they actually are. In fact, movement watches start at just $95, but they have more than just watches. They also have sunglasses, they have bracelets, they have necklaces, other accessories for men and for women, and they have more styles than you can imagine. So if your friends do run into each other, they'll have no idea that they have the same watch from the same company on, and they're adding more brand and more styles all the time. And it's a really cool company. Movement is a really cool company. They have a really cool store. They were started by two guys that dropped out of college, just like me.
Yep.
They just came really successful. And
they crowdfunded this whole thing.
That's
yeah.
right. And now they've sold over 2 million watches in over 160 countries. Even the boxes that the watches come in are super cool. So right now, go to MVMT.com. Get 15% off and free shipping and free returns if you need that. Just go to MVMT.com/kid. That's K-I-D-D. MVMT.com/kid. K-I-D-D. And check out Movement Watches. Join the movement.
That's a good gift right there, Al.
It really is.
We welcome back all of Al's close friends to the show after that right
yes,
there.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. Mm. We did get a lot of text messages regarding our Christmas wish. Most of them saying, thank you for that mascara alert, but it should have been an ugly cry alert. And man, we were just talking about that this morning.
Just talking about ladders and stuff. And it's...
I take it back. Call the fire department, Al. Yeah. It's scary.
Stuff can happen, man. I mean, I did the last week. I was on a ladder, like 6-8 feet in the air. Nobody's holding it.
Yeah.
And one of my customers was like, do you want me to hold a ladder for you? I said, yeah, sure. I'm not going to be that guy that says, no, you don't need.
No, I always take that spot right there.
You just never know, man. You never know. Blink of an eye.
Yeah. And it's one of those you fall the wrong way, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you want to nominate a family for a Christmas wish, go to kidnation.com. We're still taking a... letters, and we're trying our best to get to as many as we can. Jenna, you went out last night?
Look at you going out on a weeknight.
You going out, get yourself...
Cool night.
I think you're referring to my dinner alone at the bar at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, but you were at the bar, which Kelly says is a great spot at lunch, right?
No, at happy hour.
At happy hour, which is when you went. Perfect. See, so you're following.
I think that preceded happy hour.
Okay.
And it was a Monday.
Yeah,
perfect.
I went at 4:30.
That's business.
I met a couple
time.
Of guys.
Business.
That's a good time,
time
to seal in your spot. The prime spot at the bar.
Jenna, you met a couple guys? I thought you were retired.
I am retired.
Yeah.
As were they.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh. It was the first time I'd ever had the line used on me. Hey, do you want to try my iPhone heart rate monitor? It was awesome. They were so cute, actually. I really liked them. Yeah, I sat at the bar and had a dinner. There was just a place I was at, and I love this restaurant, and I, you know, when you really want to eat there, but it's kind of one of those restaurants that only people go together. It's kind of scene-y.
Uh-huh.
I thought, 4:30, I'm
perfect.
Hungry. I'd finished doing some errands.
But are
I
was you like, thirsty?
I'm thirsty. I had hot water with lemon.
All right.
That's what they made fun of me for. Yeah, but I did try a heart rate monitor on the back of his iPhone. You put
was
your fingers
cool?
there. If you have like a pacemaker or heart surgery, you can put your fingers there and monitor your heart rate. Yeah, it was cool.
No, did he give you his vitals and his phone number?
I'm still,
No.
I think one of them was married. One of them was not. But just a little, just like a year or two old for me.
Because you say you like a man to be older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a
little. Like the older man.
They were a little. Just
too
little,
much.
Just right over the bubble.
This is the problem with
too
our
well
schedule.
Done.
I want to eat dinner at 4:30. So I'm eating dinner with people that are way retired.
So maybe this is your kind of man right
and
now.
And I'm retired. Yeah, I'm retired from dating. No, I went back into retirement. I am in somewhat of a dilemma, I was telling JC. 'Tis the season of the voice that makes grown men cry, Andrea Bocelli. He is in town. I have been invited to go. I adore him. I went a couple of years ago. It was like a dream of mine to see him live. I absolutely love Andrea Bocelli. And so I was invited by a business partner. He has some tickets.
Yeah.
He is going to take a friend, maybe a date, maybe a friend, not really sure. We're platonic. We're business partners, so it's not like that. He offered the other one to me to take someone, but I don't want to take anyone because I'm retired.
Take a girlfriend.
Right. I don't know. I don't think I have anyone in my life that loves Andrea Bocelli as much, so I kind of just want to go as a third wheel. Because I just want to sit there and enjoy it.
Right.
Then I'm not obligated to anyone. Then I can leave before it's over, like I normally like to do.
I feel that.
Then I can just sit there and enjoy his beautiful angelic voice.
Yeah.
But if I...
Say goodbye.
So, he sings this twice.
He does? Well,
English and the other language.
Italian or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's Italian, right?
Last time I went to see him, I was like, I think he could just sing this song. And then he sings it again.
Yeah.
I love him. So anyway, I'm definitely going to go.
Does she need
but
a date?
I don't. I've been so. I'm not even making eye contact with men lately.
Wow.
I am that far removed from wanting to date because I'm so happy and just enjoying life and retired for the year. I don't even. I'm about to freeze my eggs. Like, I don't even make eye contact with a guy. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. And JC's trying to encourage me to take someone super hot.
Yes.
You should take a.
That's
I'm not even trying to be funny.
What?
I'm not. Everybody's going to be like, you're trying to be funny. You need a go-to gay guy. You need a go-to gay guy.
You don't have one.
Justin is not your go-to gay guy.
Thomas is, no.
Oh, Thomas then.
I don't.
Or you need to. I've got one I can loan you. That's really great at Andrea Bocelli.
Really?
Yes, Isaac.
Kelly's got a few.
Isaac would love that.
Yeah, Isaac's a pretty fun guy.
Yeah.
He's a great dresser.
He
smells nice.
This is the thing. It's not that I lack friends to invite. It's that I don't know if I have friends that rival my passion for Andrea, and I would love to just sit there.
Isaac would. I have to find out. Yeah. I'm not trying.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you want a ticket to go to wedding.
Sometimes you want it won't, but that's my dilemma. Is that he will give it to someone else that I don't know.
If you go to a concert, somebody that you're really passionate about. And you go with someone or take someone that's not nearly as passionate as you are about that person. Yeah, you got somebody to go with, but they're not going to get into it like you are. I feel you.
Yeah, I'm one of those music purists that I go to a concert and I zone. I don't want to talk throughout the songs. I want to sit there and feel it. It's like my church. It's like my religious experience when I go to a good concert like that.
Andrea Bocelli question, because I've never been able to go to one of these shows.
He's so cute. Was that your question?
No.
Oh.
Are you supposed to sing along like the way I would at a regular concert? Can I be screaming?
No, I think these are sit-down concerts.
You're not going to know a lot of his songs except for some of the Christmas songs that he does.
Because I go and I learn the lyrics before concerts, and then I get down.
No, not
I'm
good.
Part of the band.
Just sitting and listening.
For goodness sake, you better watch out.
He brings out special guests. He does sing like Ave Maria. I mean, he sings intense songs that are just gorgeous.
Ave Maria is one of my favorites.
Let's hear it.
Ave Maria.
That's so good.
Yeah, so I'm down.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
You've come a long way since that.
I wouldn't consider it a sing-along. I will also say that the majority of the people that go to the show are quite a bit older. I was the youngest person the last time I was there.
Is there ever a throw-your-hands-in-the-air moment?
Yeah, is there a hype man?
Yeah.
No.
Say ho!
Ho! Put in Andrea's ho!
No, I mean, you're not going to know most of these songs. Oh, he sings Nessun Dorma.
Oh, Nessun Dorma.
Oh, that was in Turandot. It was the opera I was in when I was in the boys' choir.
Nessun Dorma.
You've heard it.
Papa! Oh, wow.
That was the Rosen Cavalier.
Yeah, the Rosen, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Brings me back to my boys'
Such
choir
great,
opera days.
Great days.
I went to a concert one time. Who was it? Oh, the guy, the girl that was the Titanic lady.
Celine Dion.
I went to
Hold on. She's not known as the Titanic lady. She's Celine freaking Dion.
Before I recognized how great she was.
Yeah.
I was invited by a girl to go there. I'm like, oh, wow. I went, and I'm like, whoa.
Did you cry?
Fantastic.
So good.
I heard grown men cry at that.
Yes,
time.
Yes. A woman, she takes off her shoes. Mm. She does. I mean, engages. So maybe you can take somebody that's not as passionate.
Oh, Al, are you positioning yourself for the date finally?
No.
For Andrea
No.
Well, you know.
No.
You know, if... Yeah. If
you guys will make a stunning couple.
If you,
no.
If you don't have anybody.
No.
You know, maybe.
I was going to do that bit like he did at U2. remember that you were the only black guy in the crowd?
Yeah.
Not very many brothers.
I don't know, actually. I don't tend to take inventory on that sort of thing when I go.
Oh, Al does.
I do. I count blacks all the time.
He always comes back with, there's only two black people.
There's four black people.
If you go to rap shows and you see more white college kids.
Yeah.
Then,
I count whites. That's why I count whites.
You count whites. Well, I will keep you posted. It's tomorrow night, so I have until a few hours from now to make a decision.
Are you busy tomorrow night?
Not asking Al.
Oh, let me see.
Are you recognizing this? I'm not asking Al. Don't you remember that time we were supposed to go to the hockey game together and he took a date?
Yeah. All clear.
I'm giving you options.
All clear. Schedule's clear.
Just in case they say you have to bring somebody, Al's ready.
I'm ready. What do you wear to an Andrea Bocelli?
That hat would be perfect. I was wearing a knit cap that's about three sizes too small.
It's crocheted.
Crochet, whatever.
You look like Black Nemo.
Blimo!
Blimo.
Blimo, finding Blimo.
Found him.
Actually, still could be Nemo.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Finding Negro. All right.
I went from crying at the Christmas wish to crying at Big Al's.
You got to play with your emotions.
Yes. Emotions are all over the place. Yeah. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent, and I think you're doing a little bit better because you are the correct caller, Cassie. Congratulations.
I am so excited.
Yay. What are you going to choose from under the Kid Nation tree?
I want to get the GameStop gift card. My husband is not going to be home for Christmas because he's out working for our three kids, so I want to get it for him.
What an awesome wife. Give it up for Cassie right there. She could have gotten.
I tried.
You could have gotten the Ulta gift card, but no. She went for the man.
Yeah, and you know what this is, right? This is a $500 gift card to GameStop. Wow. Yeah.
You guys, you just made his Christmas. Thank you so much.
Oh, look at you.
I'm so excited.
From Fortnite to Pokemon, GameStop has the best deals on video games, consoles, accessories, and toys. GameStop.com for even more gift ideas.
Yeah, we do have a new season coming up in Fortnite here in a couple days. Yeah, yeah. So many V-Bucks right there?
I'm not sure he plays that one, but I'll have to tell him.
Yeah.
Did you say he's going to be working on Christmas?
Yeah, what's he do?
He works offshore, so he'll be gone, and it's our kids. I have three kids, and it's their first time without daddy, so we're going to adjust. But it'll be okay. We'll celebrate when he gets home.
It'll be all good.
That's a good mentality.
Gotta get the all going on, even on the holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just a day. You can make it another day.
And you know what? And props to you, Cassie, because you're a hero too. You stay home with the kids and take care of everything. Make sure everything's awesome when he gets back. So, also a big old shout out to you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Merry Christmas. Have fun with the kiddos. Make sure you FaceTime a lot with the husband and let him know that he's going to get himself a bunch of video games with that GameStop gift card. Okay.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Have a great day.
You too, Cassie. Hold on for us. Alicia will get you all set up with your gift. So mark that one off.
Yep.
It's gone.
It is claimed.
But we do have another gift to give away in about 50 minutes. We'll have you call in and claim another present under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And coming up next, the segment where Big Al Mac found his date this past week.
Yes.
How? We don't know. This is Does That Make Me Crazy? Those things you do that some people would... You know, give me that pug face. They just twist their, they do a little twisty face thing. Like, really? You do that? That's what you do? You deem that normal?
Uh-huh.
We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
I got an example for you.
Come on.
Just in case you need one. I own a small business, and every time I use packing tape for shipping, I'm afraid that the recipient's going to frame me for murder because they have my fingerprints on it. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
And very aware.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Yes. I
need some rubber gloves.
Come on now. Let's see if we can find some Hall of Famers. Does That Make Me Crazy is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're going to find out if you're crazy or not, Kid Nation. Don't you worry. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All you got to do is call us up, let us know what you do, and then ask us, does that make me crazy?
We'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, we'll tell you.
We love you, but we'll tell you.
I think I have one that just started recently.
What's that?
I get this anxiety before I drink anything carbonated because I feel like I forgot how to drink carbonated drinks. Does that make me crazy?
You forgot how?
Yeah. I feel like it just gets stuck right here. Right by, right in the soft spot. Yeah, in my gut. Every time I drink something carbonated. When I used to have no problem.
Yeah.
And now it causes an issue. Like this morning on the way to work, I felt like my stomach was going to explode.
Huh. I don't know.
Or you could be right. One day you really forget, and then your stomach will explode.
That's what I'm saying. If it does. We got one here from the text.
All right.
Ryan wrote us and said, anytime I eat a burger, I survey it first, and I find what I believe to be the best last bite. Then I ear around that spot until the very amazingly delicious end.
Oh, my God.
Does that make me crazy?
Yep.
Yep.
That's cool crazy, though.
No argument here. That's crazy.
Oh, by the way, I saw something this morning that says we've been eating our burgers all wrong.
How have we been
eating
them
wrong? But everyone eats it kind of different, right?
Yeah, but according to scientific evidence, it's best to eat your hamburger upside down with the big bun on the bottom.
Scientific evidence.
Yeah, because they had a girl leave her burger upside down and regular. And when she ate it regular, everything was falling out. It started falling apart because all the juices got on the little part of the bun, so it started breaking off, right? Like it normally happens.
Yeah.
When she flipped it upside down, that big bun caught everything, absorbed all the juices.
Well, it's not just that. There's more layers usually.
Exactly.
Like the lettuce, tomato, and all the fixins are on the top, so it probably soaks up the juice when you flip it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I flipped it towards the end.
Maybe we're building the burger wrong, JC.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's a matter of eating it upside down. You're building it
fixin
upside down.
Fixin should go on the bottom, and then you put the
maybe
the
that's
meat.
It.
Uh-huh.
And the cheese with a little spread on the top bun.
So you guard the juices
that
from going
totally
to the bun.
Alleviate.
It's like a meat blanket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or
it's a juice catcher.
I got a cousin named Meat Blanket. I did see a guy yesterday eating. Well, he wasn't eating it, but he did have it on his plate upside down.
Uh-huh.
And he had a bite out of it. So I assume he was eating it.
A smart man.
That you were just describing.
Yeah. So try that. Maybe that'll change your hamburger experience where it's not breaking apart all the time.
Maybe.
There you go. I'm here to help.
Thank you, JC.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
I think I'm slightly allergic to alcohol because every time I drink, my nose gets stuffy. Does that make me crazy?
No, you might.
Your nose gets stuffy. Are you drinking any type of alcohol when this happens or a specific type?
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know if it's any specifics yet.
Process of elimination.
Stuffy. Yeah. I do have a lot of my Asian friends that drink. They get red.
When they drink?
Yeah, because apparently there's something happens to their skin. They become allergic to alcohol, mm-hmm. but they still can drink.
My friend has a severe allergy to alcohol and can't drink at all. It gets migraines. It is possible to be allergic.
Mm-hmm. I would quit drinking over the migraine. Do they still
itchy,
drink?
Though. I'll
take the itchy.
Take an antihistamine and keep going.
Yeah, right.
They get going.
Party through.
Yeah, they're fine. They figure out what you got to take beforehand, and then they party. But that's how a lot of my friends in high school, because I went to a school with a lot of Filipino kids, their parents would catch them when they would drink.
Because they get the rash.
They'd come home and they'd be all
red.
All red, and mom and dad would be like, hey.
And they were drunk.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That helps too.
Yeah, also being drunk didn't help.
Yeah, right.
So don't do that, people.
I had a guy friend in college who was convinced he got the rash from only cheap vodka, but we were all certain he was just allergic. He was like, no, it's only from the cheap stuff, but we could never afford the nice stuff, so we were never able to really tell.
He just wants some Ciroc. Hey, better buy me some Ciroc.
For all the kids in college, hack here, if you want to seem fancy, all you have to do is invest in one bottle of Grey Goose or whatever the fancy vodka is that you guys like to drink. And then from the rest on, for the rest of your college time, just put in the cheap stuff in there.
You can tell the difference.
Nah, man, not in college. You can't.
Maybe not in college.
You can't tell the difference in college. Alyssa wrote us and said, when I'm sitting in silence with people, I say things to them with my mind to see if they're mind readers. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
I've done that before. Have you ever done that?
No.
Will you try to say something to someone to see if they can pick it up?
Yes. No. Or no, it's more thinking, gosh, I really hope someone's not a mind reader in this room right
now.
Yeah,
right.
It's more that I'm trying to protect my thoughts because I feel terrible about things that pop into my head.
Yeah, I often think, like, I wonder if other people are thinking about this.
Right.
About that person over there. We should try that. There are mind readers out there. We should see if we could get it going.
What am I thinking right now?
How good my beard looks?
That you're hungry?
No.
You want bacon?
No, wouldn't it? No.
What were you thinking?
Why don't you take the next call? I really wasn't thinking anything.
talked to. It's just, it sounds quiet over there. Nothing going through that head.
Up nothing.
Yeah. Wasn't thinking anything.
I heard.
Yeah, that was about it.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Welcome. Now, this seems interesting. Go ahead. What's yours?
I think raw meat is appetizing. Like, whenever I'm cooking, and if I'm really hungry, I'm like, oh my gosh, pick this up and eat it just like this. Like,
raw meat.
Wow.
Raw meat looks appetizing to Angela. What's like, that show with Drew Barrymore, Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah.
Where she has to eat flesh.
Well, a lot of people like rare meat and hamburger meat raw, and they're like a tartar thing.
I wouldn't know.
That look like it's just come out of that shredder.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, okay.
Like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite raw meat?
Yeah, what's your favorite raw meat?
I guess steak.
Okay, steak.
Have to be, yeah.
Have you ever eaten it totally cold and raw?
No, I've never eaten meat raw before.
Oh, okay.
I know it's not good. It's not like a cooked dough, raw cookie dough. You can't.
No.
But you just think it looks appetizing.
It's funny.
Yeah, I'm going crazy on that.
Yeah, one step from cannibal.
Not eating it and keeps it there. I'm okay.
What about if you nibble on it?
Yeah, you didn't ask her if she ever looked at a human and thought that they looked tasty.
Oh, she's still on the line. Angela.
Angela, ever wanted to take a little bite out of a human?
No.
Okay, good.
You're right. Cool.
So we don't need to call the cops, and you're crazy.
Good. Good.
Thank you, Angela. You have a wonderful day. Oh, we got a kid. Does that make me crazy here? Kay. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Hey. How old are you, Haley?
I'm 12.
12 years old, and you already want to know if you're crazy or not. Okay, hit us with it.
I wear my socks to sleep. Does that make me crazy?
Oh! Lock her up.
Yes!
And throw away the key.
Haley, how could you sleep with socks on? Don't you want that breeze going through the toes?
No, it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you feel claustrophobic.
Nope.
I like my feet
to be warm when I sleep.
That's right. They have those big, fuzzy, warm, fluffy sleep socks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use my moisturizing socks sometimes when my feet start getting dry, but that's only for one night.
Gosh, you're weird.
Moisturizing socks?
Dude, don't knock it.
Moisturizing socks?
Yes. You've never worn the moisturizing socks?
No.
My wife got me into them when we were dating back in the day. It's the best.
You've been wearing them since before you got married.
Oh, yeah. She got them for me.
Full trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but soft feet.
You've gone soft.
Yeah.
Gone soft.
You want to feel my feet?
I bet mine are softer.
All right.
Well, how about you give me one night to do my moisturizing, and then I come back and hit you with the softness.
Right here. We're gonna
you get one night, and then we have a soft off tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait. Especially around the wintertime.
You go do your socks, I'll go get the fancy pedicure.
And I want to tell you.
See whose feet are softer.
I don't do any pedicures. That's just straight up lotion all up on my feet.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Moisturizing.
You judging him, ashy man.
Yeah,
you're right, Kelly.
Sound like sandpaper over there when you rub your hands.
Dang right, dude. I'm a dude.
You got soft hands as a dude.
I have been with Al at a charity event where he has put his foot up on the table and applied lotion. So don't let him sit here and shame you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, that's so gross, Al.
Yeah,
it was speed for children. You know.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk by in the winter, it's like it's snowing. You got dry skin.
Yeah, you have dandruff. You have foot dandruff. Foot dandruff.
And you have body dandruff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I lotion up.
Of course he does.
I lotion up. I moisturize.
Just dry, flaky skin.
Why are you making fun of JC?
Yeah, what about if your woman gives you a foot rub, she doesn't want to feel like it's...
Moisturizing socks just went to another level.
Good. That's fine. I'm glad it went to a different level, because that's where I'm at. I'm at a different level.
Take it outside.
Level up.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. Now, let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, I've been dying to call y'all and tell y'all this, because I'm just wondering. So, I don't like to sit in seats after other people have sit in them. I got to let them cool down, because I don't want to feel their booty heat.
I get that.
Booty heat.
Like, when the IT guy comes in to fix my computer, I got to wait a little bit before I sit back down, because I don't want to feel his booty heat.
Yeah, I don't want IT, IT booty heat, you know?
It depends on whose booty heat.
I don't want anyone's booty heat.
I don't.
Like, if it's my girlfriend that was sitting in the chair, and then I go sit in the chair, I'm fine with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if I go, you know, to the office, back down the hall, to the bathroom,
uh-huh.
And if I sit down and it's warm, I'm like, ugh, it kind of weirds me out.
Well, something different was happening
there. There's something about it.
It's just, it's still booty heat.
Guess who doesn't use a seat cover?
Yeah, right. A very revealing episode.
You've been unmasked.
No seat cover and no moisturizer socks.
Thank you, Veronica. Yeah, you're not crazy. I feel you on that booty heat.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Ho, 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 indeed.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, we got a bunch of presents under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, and we're asking you to call us twice a day to claim one of those bad boys. Now, you can see what we have to offer at KidNation.com, so you come ready if you get in.
Yep.
Let's see what we got here. Hello, Kelly.
No way.
Oh, yes way. Congratulations. You are caller number 19.
Oh, yeah.
What are you up to right now, Kelly?
I'm a happy dance.
You do that happy dance. What are you up to right now?
Bringing my baby to school.
Aww. What's your baby's name?
Mel. She says hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Mel?
Hey. JC and Jenna and Kelly say hi, too.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Kelly, which present did you decide to go with under the Christmas tree?
I'm going to go with the pressure cooker.
Oh, pressure cooker. Nice. Look at you.
Yeah. It's right there at the top.
Making that food.
All right. The Instant Pot. Yeah.
The Instant Pot.
The Instant Pot. The Duo Plus.
I love pot.
Yeah. Did she just say, I love pot?
Yes, it was a precious pot. Pot. Yeah.
Shout out. The Duo Plus 9-in-1 programmable kitchen appliance with advanced microprocessor technology incorporates all the great features that made the Duo the number one bestseller, and it's new and improved. It has features to continually support one's fast-paced and healthy lifestyle.
Well done.
There you go.
Kelly, what are you looking forward to making in your pressure cooker?
I have no idea. I hope it comes with a recipe book.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find one online.
There you go.
Well, Kelly, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your pressure cooker and have a good day with your little one.
Thank you all so much.
Merry Christmas. Hold on for us. Got some more gifts for you tomorrow morning, Kid Nation. We do it at the same time, both days. 7:20 and 8:20 Central. We'll hook you up with those presents under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. But we got to move on to this.
I just had to let you know you're mine.
That dude right there just burst into the scene. His name is Bozzy. I think he wrote his songs and recorded them in his room and everything. And
I love him.
Just came out and became famous. And he was at our Jingle Ball concert a few days ago. Last week, right? It was already last week. Dang. Yeah. Time flies. And part-time Justin, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm great. Glad to be here. What's up?
You're the one that was in the interview room just in case we have on-stage announcements or we're busy.
Yeah, too busy hosting, so I got y'all back. Yeah. And so it's just me and Bozzy in this room, and I'm so excited because he's got this song, and he's got Beautiful.
Oh, let's give you a little taste of Beautiful. Hey. Yeah.
Oh, he was so good, so sweet.
So good. And he had some wardrobe action going on that you were fond of.
Oh, well, everyone was still in that glitter jacket, JC.
Yeah.
And they couldn't keep their hands off of it. And he also had a jacket, too. And I thought we were going to switch jackets for a little bit. And he told me to keep it on.
So. All right. Part-time Justin right there, with Bozzy.
Switch?
The microphone? Oh, yeah, the jacket. Yeah, yeah. Right now? Let's try to...
Come on.
Okay, come on. Oh, it's a little sweaty.
Dude, it actually looks like way too difficult for me to put on.
Okay, all right.
And way too difficult for you to take off.
We just got to... Yeah, you know, I was trying to commit to the bit, you know?
I respect that.
Okay,
I was like, damn, is he really going to take that?
No, I like your shoes.
People don't understand that these are not easy, you know what I'm saying? You don't just throw them on.
Like, well, with sequence, you got to be careful, you know?
Because, you know, you're messing up. You could have a crazy pattern going on. I got you.
I know. Don't I look like a little star?
Oh, yeah. Check you out, bro.
I know. I like your boots. Those are out of this world.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, I like that you're fascinated with outer space.
Of course. It's my favorite thing on the planet.
Do you have a favorite?
I guess outside of the planet.
Do you have a favorite planet?
I guess I'm basic, and I'm going to say my favorite planet is Earth.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say mine's favorite is Saturn, because if you like it, put a ring on it.
Woo!
Come on, Beyonce.
Also, do you believe in aliens?
100% I believe in aliens.
Okay.
I mean, I just think we have no idea how small we are in the, you know, constellation and in the entire universe. There's no way that something else doesn't exist. So,
if we were to meet an alien and we were to get some of their slang, what do you think would be an alien slang term for what's up?
Wow. You know what? I feel like it'd just be silent because they're probably so advanced that they just, you know, just like mind read each other and just like, so their what's up would probably just be like, and they just get it.
Kind of like the movie Arrival. Have you seen that?
I have seen Arrival, but the aliens are like tree stumps, right?
They're tree stumps, and they don't communicate through words, but through like signs.
Yeah.
I feel like an alien would be like, bloop, bloop, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up, you know?
Could definitely be like that.
So if you're an alien, I'd be like, bloop, bloop, blah, blah.
Yeah. What's up, Ozzy? I like it.
And it's the holidays. I was wanting to know, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
Worst gift I've ever gotten? Who am I putting on blast right now? I think when I was really young, I actually don't know if this happened, but I remember it happening. It could have been a dream. But I think, no, it did happen. One Christmas, my mom, like, pranked me, and, like, we always got, like, one big gift every year, and then one of the Christmas, she just gave us, like, socks or something.
Yeah.
And I was, like, too young to, like, get that she loved me too much to actually follow through on that, so I freaked out.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. I mean, now as an adult, I love getting socks and underwear.
Oh, my God, you need them. Yeah. I, like, couldn't use, like, I need... This is my tour manager right here. He literally buys all my underwear and socks.
Underwear and socks.
Without him, I'd be sockless and underwear.
Now, do we go boxers or briefs?
Briefs, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Bozzy, it's so cool. I love what you're doing with your music. Beautiful is awesome. Mine is awesome. Yeah, yeah. Can you tell us any about new music coming out?
Yeah, just working right now. I mean, just head down. I have my producer here with me on the road. We've been making music every day. Just continuing the sound and diving deeper in myself as an artist and creator. So, yeah.
Okay. Keep on with the swag and keep on killing it, boy.
Pleasure, to see the work, man. Thank you, keep on growing. Let's get it.
Come on.
Bozzy right there. Cool dude.
I know. He was so nice and sweet. Played with it. Click, blop, blop.
Let's get it.
Come on.
He had his girlfriend there, I think. Yeah, some.
Are they dating?
I don't know. I think
that
so.
Was.
Oh, who was that?
Yeah, she's a famous DJ, right?
She was really pretty.
She's always on.
That was Chantel Jeffries.
Didn't she stand us up for an interview?
Yeah.
I kept seeing her backstage, so I don't know if they were dating or if it's just like one of those things.
The girl Justin Bieber was kind of dating her.
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw her that name.
She was cute. But I think he's dating a different Instagram model because he's not dating Chantel. I remember seeing the name was somebody different. That's a DJ?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool to know now. And she was walking around with a half a shirt on.
Just walking around the
show. So was Jenna. Just kidding. Yeah. You looked amazing,
she
though.
She had a blazer on. Yeah. It was kind of similar to what I was doing.
Similar wardrobe. Yeah. That's how you know you're doing
it right.
See, we were performing technically, so that's why I was wearing that.
I love it. We are both solidified.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the interview with Justin and Bozzy or Alessia Cara interview, Calvin Harris, Why Don't We? All of them are up at KidNation.com. You can check those out. And coming up next, we've been working all wrong, man. Turns out you could work for a couple minutes a day and earn millions.
What?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Clue me in.
Wait till I tell you the top earning YouTube stars and how much they made. It's ridiculous. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna's still looking for a date to Andrea Bocelli. She hasn't received very many texts or messages.
Nope, nobody cares.
So,
nobody cares.
If you're interested, now's the time.
They load up over there.
Oh, man.
What? No. She's still looking.
Still looking. All right.
Please.
Just giving you some fun things to do later, Jenna.
Yeah. Just fill up that DM.
Yeah. Slip into the DMs. That's where she's at. So the list of top earning YouTube stars came out, thanks to Forbes. And it just makes me feel like I just chose wrong in life.
Right.
This is... And these are the top 10. You got to understand that after these top 10, there's probably another 50 that are making millions of dollars as well.
Oh,
maybe hundreds. But so your top
10. If it was that easy, JC, everybody would be doing it.
I think
everybody is doing it.
A lot of people are going to start trying to do it when you hear how much money these people are doing. Coming in hot, number 10 is Logan Paul. Now, the reason this is good news for him, he made $14.5 million this year.
Mm.
Is because at the beginning of the year, we all thought his career was over.
Yeah.
He had that Suicide Park video where he filmed the body and he tried to apologize, but
it was last New Year's, right?
It was last New Year's, and
he still is making a lot of money with his videos and his merchandise.
Took a hit.
Yeah, he definitely took a hit, and he probably would have made more if he wouldn't have made that mistake.
Yeah,
but
sure.
He's in the top 10. PewDiePie, another guy who had a bunch of racist comments that came out and looked like his career was going to be over. He made $15.5 million.
Wow.
And he plays video games, basically. And, and commentates on them.
Okay.
And, I mean, he'll do $450,000 for a sponsored video.
Wow.
He came in at number 9.
So will I, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, I'll do one. I'll do one for maybe 400.
That's my going rate.
Even 400.
Another guy that does video game commentary, Jacksepticeye, $16 million, just talking about video games. Wow. Same for Vanoss Gaming.
So it's all gamers, basically.
At number 7, $17 million. Number 6, $17.5 million. Another gamer, Markiplier. He plays his PlayStation 4.
So you need to start filming yourself of playing
with the video
Fortnite.
Games, dude. Yeah. I think so.
You know why this makes sense is because you got to think about the clients have that huge budget.
Exactly.
Video game companies make billions of dollars, so they have the budget to spend.
But they
on
have
that.
To do nothing but play video games all the time. They can't even.
They have
enjoy their money, right?
No, they can. They stream like Ninja, and this he's not a YouTube guy. He's more of a Twitch guy. So. These are not even the Twitch people, but they set their schedule and they'll say, hey, I'm going to stream from 9 till noon. And then sometimes they'll do an afternoon one. They'll do, hey, I'm going to stream from 6 to 7 or 6 to 9.
So 4 or 5
But they have plenty of time. Yeah, they're working. They have a schedule like we do. It's just different.
$20 million.
Yeah. Markiplier made $17.5 million. Then remember Jeffree Star.
Yeah, the makeup artist.
Makeup artist.
Yeah.
He's
a big deal.
That's what he started doing. He made about $100 million plus with his revenue of makeup and all that good stuff. But Jeffree himself took in $18 million last year. The one that was the highest earning YouTuber last year, Dan TDM, made $18.5 million. Also a gamer. He plays that Minecraft game.
Mm.
Dude Perfect coming in at number 3.
Really?
They made $20 million between all of them.
Hey, our youth pastor made the right decision there.
Yeah, he did, man.
Awesome.
Remember that record I said I wanted to break after the Legos thing on the Swedish medicine ball?
Yes, yeah. Bouncing over
them. The bouncing over them? And, Jen, I think you were the one that said, aren't you afraid to say that because...
they did it.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say things aloud anymore.
Golly,
they did
dude.
It. So they just broke that record.
Man, you could have had $20 million.
You have great ideas. You know, you have great ideas. You can't share stuff.
I like that we think alike.
Well, right, but that's the thing, you know? You can do this.
I don't get why this is in at number 2. Jake Paul, Logan's brother, made $21.5 million.
Hmm.
And this is the one where I think I'm going to start making my money. Number 1. This kid is 7 years old.
Seven, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Uh-huh. My daughter watches her videos all the time. This 7-year-old made $22 million on YouTube last year.
Wow.
Ryan's Toy Reviews, or Ryan Toys Review. 7 years old. All he does is plays Legos, trains, cars. And now he's got a line at Walmart, I think.
And he gets $20 million.
It's Ryan approved.
I hope he is.
Ryan approved.
I hope he has good parents.
He seems to. They
you know
seem
I mean?
To know what they're doing.
Because they're the ones handling that money.
And their videos are, they're not extravagant. They're not high quality. They're just Ryan
just
opening
around,
and playing with toys. So if you want to start training your little ones to.
You just got to do. It's like consistency is key. You know, you just got to start doing it. I think that's what's so difficult, you know. It's not that it's simple what they're doing, but it takes effort. You got to do it every day.
So be on the lookout for Chloe and Kaysen's toy reviews coming to you next year.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.